This is Jessica Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Sean Rakowski. Sean, when was the first time you can actually remember pitching?
The first time I remember pitching, I was playing in a league called the Matt Williams League, and this is before my Little League days. The reason I can specifically remember pitching in this league is because I went out to pitch after I had gotten hit in the head with a ball in warm-ups from one of my teammates who they were warming up next to me. And it knocked me down. And I didn't lose consciousness or anything, but I remember going out and pitching, and then the very next day feeling all the effects of the concussion. And so that kind of memory reminds me of, that was around the first time I was pitching.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Matt Williams was named for the former Diamondbacks third baseman.
Yeah.
Would he ever come out?
Oh, no, I don't think I remember seeing him at all.
Okay, well, you first got out there to the mound. Did you ask to pitch, or did a coach ask you to pitch?
I think I was already like scheduled to pitch.
Okay.
So I just went about the game as I would, and I didn't really feel any different.
When do you first remember being good? Like saying to yourself, I'm a really good pitcher.
I think it might have been around 11 or 12, which was kind of the end of Little League for me.
Yeah.
And I was always a lanky kid. And I had a good fastball, you know, and so that's kind of around the time that I started to learn how to use it. So
I know you as 6'7". Was there a time in your life when you just hit that big growth spurt?
I did have a growth spurt, but before the growth spurt, I was still kind of taller than everybody, you know what I mean? So I hit my growth spurt actually kind of late, like freshman year of high school. So a lot of my friends hit their growth spurts like seventh, eighth grade. I was a late bloomer, but I was still around 5'10 before I hit my growth spurt.
Did it take you a while to get used to being super tall?
Yeah, it kind of did. It took me a while to understand when I stopped growing, actually, because I was still growing a little bit through high school. And so there was a point where I realized I stopped growing when I kept buying shoes that were bigger and bigger because I just assumed I'd fill them out. And I realized that at one point I'm buying shoes that are way too big for me. You know what I mean? Like, I think I hit my peak. So
that's amazing. Yeah. All right, so now you're pitching. You get into high school. I know about your high school baseball team because we had Mitch Ney come through here. We had Pat Murphy come through here. And he told me the story of, he's like, here's what Cody Bellinger's like. So how much fun was it to play on that team?
It was awesome. We were such a close group of guys, you know, growing up. And getting to play with each other in high school was super special, and then to see where we all are now, and it's more than just, you know, us couple guys. It's I'm really close with the Irwin family. Tyler Irwin was another close teammate of mine. He's with the Orioles, and it's just been such an awesome experience, and I feel so lucky to know those guys and you know, continue to grow with them.
How did you ever lose a game?
Well, interesting enough, Patrick Murphy and I were both out our senior years. We didn't throw a single pitch, either of us. He had his Tommy John, and I had bicep tendonitis that just kind of lingered. We were a super solid team, and we brought a lot of energy to the field every game, so it was super fun.
Well, just like the rest of those guys, you went on to play baseball. You went collegiately. What was your path that led you to Kansas?
Really the culture. Actually, I took an official visit there, and I couldn't say no after that, you know what I mean? And, you know, the coaches were awesome. The town is awesome. The people, you know, in Lawrence, Kansas are awesome. There was just really nothing bad about that place. I was just so excited to spend the next three, four years of my life there.
Did you ever attend a basketball game and sing Rock Chalk?
Yeah, I attended as many as I could. That's something you have to do, you know?
Speaking with the Lansing Lugnuts, Sean Rakowski, while at Kansas, here's another connection. The former Lugnuts, who you played high school ball with, the current Lugnut, Jordan Groshans, his older brother is a Kansas Jayhawk. How well did you get to know Jax?
I got to know Jax real well. He actually, his freshman year, was our starting catcher.
Yeah.
So he caught me all the time.
So your first time meeting Jordan, did you have anything to say to him?
No. It was kind of weird because I didn't really know Jordan, but yeah. I knew Jax, and he knew I knew Jax.
Yeah.
So we had kind of a something to talk about, you know?
Exactly.
And I see a lot of similar traits in Jordan than I do with with Jax, you know. They have very similar personalities.
Like what?
I don't know. I mean, it's not something you can put your finger on. You can just, it's something where it's like, you see two guys and you're like, they must be brothers. You know what I mean? They're just, I mean, the way they handle themselves on the baseball field, you know, they play their hearts out. They play with a lot of energy. They love the game. That's all something, all traits that they share, so.
Back to you with the Kansas Jayhawks. How did you grow as a baseball player?
Oh, man, I went through a lot, and I think I kind of had a lot of injuries at Kansas. I broke my thumb, you know, I tore my labrum in my hip. And I was taking really tough classes, and so there was a lot of things that were thrown at me that I kind of had to handle as I was going through, you know, college. And I think just being able to, you know, recollect when, you know, whenever, you know, things got tough and go about my business as I normally would and do it, you know, calmly and try to eliminate all the stress I could from everything. That was something I like really took away from college, was just being able to handle things that may overwhelm you, you know, and just kind of prioritize things and go about your day and understand what you need to get done and what you want to accomplish.
Classes in what area?
Mechanical engineering.
What made you choose mechanical engineering?
Well, I was always good at math.
Yeah.
I took some pretty tough math classes in high school, and my dad always worked in, you know, engineering-based jobs. And so I think I was just always naturally interested in just kind of the math and sciences. And so I took one introduction to engineering class, and I knew what I kind of wanted to do from there.
Have you done any work in the off seasons in this area?
A little here and there, yeah. I still do some graphic design on my computer. I'll think of like cool little thing, like inventions. I'd be like, hey, that would be awesome if this like existed. And I'll kind of draw it up on the computer, but that's about as far as it gets. As far as prototyping, that's a different story, because, you know, you need to start collecting money for that kind of stuff and allocating a lot of time to, like, get into that.
Yeah.
But I do try my best to just kind of stay sharp with it, because there are a lot of skills that you can kind of lose if you don't kind of keep up with them, you know.
What did it take for you to get signed to a contract by the Toronto Blue Jays?
It took a lot of perseverance, I would say, because I didn't sign immediately. I showed up to spring training in 2017 after the draft, and they ultimately decided to send me off to get my surgery for my torn labrum in my hip. And when they sent me off, I was not signed. So I was just under the understanding that I would go get my surgeries, I'd rehab, and next year, when it comes around, I would show up and they would sign me, and that's kind of what happened.
You've been through a lot. What have you continued to learn about yourself?
I mean, so much. Oh, that's such a tough question, because I think it can get so intricate.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about how I kind of go about my day, and there's a lot of effort that I feel like I need to put into preparing myself, preparing my mind, and preparing my body before a game so that I'm playing at my best. And it's so easy to just kind of take a day off and be like, you know what, we're just going to go out there, we're going to show up, we're going to throw a couple baseballs, and that's it. But I've learned that if I really want it bad, and I want to, you know, I want to keep climbing, I got to do the stuff that you don't really want to do every day. And I know I have it in me, and I just, that's what I tell myself every day. I'm like, you can do this. I know you can do this. You're somebody that can do this. So I show up early to the field. I take the early buses. I do everything I can to get ready.
Sean, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Sean Rakowski. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.